I'm Eric Vidal. Welcome to the Marketing 2.0 channel on podtech.net. I'm with WebEx Cisco, and today we have a special guest. We have David Farmer of Ad Giants. Welcome, David.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the conversation's about Marketing 2.0 and how marketing is changing, and really we've been talking to publishers and advertising execs and what have you, and really when I say marketing, it's all of those different fields that play into marketing. David, tell me a little bit about Ad Giants and how marketing is changing the way Ad Giants markets or how it affects your clients.
Yeah, I mean, it really has changed a lot. Of course, Eric, you know my background. I had 25 years at major agencies. So when I stepped out in 2000 to start this company, it was really based on a trend that I saw that was happening directly relating to clients and their needs and how technology was affecting that. Being able to have a computer on my desktop, I quickly saw the association between what technology could probably do to alleviate a lot of the problems and the challenges that I saw on a daily basis between the ad agency environment and the client level environment. So we stepped out to start Ad Giants, which is a content management or brand management system that's web-based. It's a subscription tool. But it allows people to create their advertising at a national level and implement it down to the local level very accurately.
And what kind of clients do you work with?
Well, they tend to be either franchise businesses or manufacturers or decentralized. That's kind of what we look for in a client. We've got clients like Wendy's, Citco, J.D. Byrider, a real broad mix. There really isn't any sort of factor that says the larger clients are going to be better clients and the smaller ones aren't going to be great clients. We built a system that really scales to whatever size system you have or business that you have. The key factor for them is how do you disseminate and push your marketing materials out and sort of control that process down to the local level. So we've really got a system that fits either size company.
And your system is a hosted solution, you said.
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, we kind of used WebEx as a model when we were building the company because we really liked where software as a service was going and being a totally hosted solution, even to the point, Eric, where WebEx is actually integrated into our system so you can have a collaborative session within Ad Giants.
Hey, there we go. There's a nice commercial, and I didn't even have to pay for it. But so, David, you're a hosted solution, and you're a small organization with about 20 people in the office.
Right.
How does that affect you competing with, let's say, the big boys, larger
organizations? Well, we don't actually, you know, Eric, compete necessarily one-on-one with, say, ad agencies or marketing services companies that are large like you're referring to. We tend to be a complementary product. We've got a system that actually agencies can embrace and put their arms around and use themselves as a tool for their clients. But we also provide more of a functional tool set one-on-one where we can engage directly with clients. We're not necessarily providing the content for these systems. Like, we're not going out and creating the ad campaigns necessarily to put in them. What we're doing is we're facilitating the distribution of those materials because, for example, Wendy's will create their stuff at a national level, and Saatchi is their agency. They'll create all their ads and stuff, but obviously, you know, in today's world, you really have to market to a local level to be truly effective. You just can't throw a national blanket out there and think it's going to work.
Sure. So the
issue when they push it down is that these local franchisees will say, you know what, I don't like that price point, or I'm not running that promotion this month, I'm running this promotion instead. How can I get these materials localized and changed to fit my needs? The old-fashioned way was they had to go back up the food chain to the ad agency to get things customized and tailored to that local level, which is obviously really time-consuming, and it's not cost-effective.
So with our
system, they can come on and actually find it and localize it, manipulate themselves, underneath the permissions that corporate has deemed for them to use. They're not getting creative. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
we're not allowing
yeah.
a local franchisee to write headlines.
So are you selling into the organization, or are you selling into the agency, or both?
Really both. Our greatest success has been really going client direct, and I'll tell you why. And this gets back to your marketing 2.0 issue. One of the reasons I left the agency world was because, not that agencies aren't smart and they don't see the vision of where things are going necessarily, they weren't really embracing technology to its fullness and its full capabilities. Advertising agencies inherently are the worst marketers of themselves. They're great at branding their clients. They're great at going out and saying, I can put a great campaign and build a brand around you, Mr. Nike. Incredible. If you turn the gun back around them and says, now recreate yourself, they're awful at it. I mean,
I agree. I mean, right, it goes back to the old, the cobbler's kid wears no shoes, right?
Exactly. So, you know, you think about that, and it got very frustrating for me because I would say, look, we've got to reinvent how we do business. The three martini lunch and going playing golf with a client to try to keep them on board with us isn't going to work anymore. We have to provide a greater value and a greater reach into their daily business model or we're gone.
Yeah.
We're going to be history. And it was amazing that people would nod their heads and say, yep, I see that. Yep, we got to do that. Oh, but we got another campaign we got to work on. We can't get to that yet.
Yeah, I love it, David. I mean, it's amazing because ad agencies are these creative machines, and the talent they have in agencies is just wonderful. But
it's brilliant.
But the thing is, they're stuck.
People in and out every day.
They're stuck in this process or this mindset of the 1950s. And
it's so true. So that frustration really pushed me right out the door because I said, well, I'm not going to wait around because what I was seeing was clients were demanding this. And I think what you're seeing on the horizon now, Eric, and really today what's happening, clients have become, less loyal to their agencies. They're more willing to buy things a la carte and bounce around. They're paying for things differently. They're not going on the old retainer schedule. They're paying for things only when they need it, or I'll just pay for the creative, or I'll just pay for the production. And they're changing all this, and agencies don't know what to do. They're running around, you know, like rats on a sinking ship going, what the heck's going on here? And it's truly the clients were pushing this. So I saw that and said, this is an opportunity for me to go out and put together a system that will facilitate their needs without cutting the agency off, because I respect them,
yes,
and I love the agency world. I just think they're going to have to start embracing this pretty soon, or they're going to be get left in the dirt.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, you found a problem that is helping, but you're finding a solution to a problem that's helping out the agency and the client, of course. Hey, David, so what other problems are you noticing out there that you'd, in a perfect world, love to help out the client and or the agency with?
Well, a lot of this is also going to come back to maybe a full circle thing where the Ad Giant system will actually incorporate more of a full spectrum of traditional advertising services. For example, if you're really going to close the entire marketing loop, if you come into the Ad Giant system and you put your fingers on an ad, and it has to become more than just manipulate the ad, order the ad, and distribute the ad to its local fulfillment point. At some point in there, you're going to want to put some strategies, some metrics, some media placement, some of the other things that are key to that process that you can actually automate. And a lot of these things can be automated. What we're talking about doing here is not necessarily reinventing the wheel or creating, Ad Giant's media placement services or anything like that. We're talking about taking, tried and true services that traditional agencies have provided and using technology to automate those and integrate them into a very streamlined process that will just make the agency's life easier because, Eric, you know as well as I do, their margins have shrunk so much, they can't.
Yes.
There's no place to make a buck. If I can tell an agency I can streamline this where it's not going to take you a day to do it, it's going to take you an hour to do it, you're still going to do it, Mr. Agency. You're just going to have a bigger margin now.
Yes.
And so that's what we're really trying to do at Ad Giants now is push our tool set into really further on so that we can actually accommodate more agency services and make their lives better and more efficient, but at the same time service their clients better and have better retention.
Hey, David, going back to Ad Giants being a hosted solution, software as a service, and really a service provider, right? You're
right.
Providing the service. How are organizations like Ad Giants and others like yours adjusting to this new era of marketing? I mean, you're a small organization, and yet you compete on a national level, on a global level,
right,
and you have clients everywhere. I mean, how are you actually taking advantage of some of these new technologies
to get
your message out?
That's a great question because it's what it's forced us to do is what we're telling clients to do. Is be better, smarter, leaner, more efficient. So when we actually constructed our system and as we continue to add on and develop it, we're building wizards all throughout the entire system. So in the behind the scenes, we can actually take these systems and we can scale this model very quickly and very fast so that it doesn't take us manpower and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people in a big building to actually facilitate thousands and thousands of clients. We've automated many of the processes to setting up a system for our clients where it's almost where we're going with it is it's going to be full service. They won't even need us to help them implement it. They'll be able to come on and implement their own systems. So it will be truly a self-serve environment.
So David, let me ask you some of your opinions on some of the work out there and some of the, you know, you're very close to a lot of clients, a lot of
right.
companies, a lot of agencies. So what work out there from agencies or companies do you think is getting through? Is really leveraging marketing 2.0 type initiatives or technologies to get their word out?
Well, you're asking a good guy. I came from the creative side, so I got plenty of opinion about the creative work that's out there. But beyond just the creative work, there's some strategic stuff that they need to be doing. And there's some agencies out there doing some, and I hate to use this word, but cutting edge thinking. There's a brand new agency where a bunch of creative guys that used to work at, you know, Wieden & Kennedy and Leo Burnett, some really well-known agencies, Needham, left and started their own agency called the Escape Pod, which is a very funny name. But these guys went out, and one of their big clients is OfficeMax. And they've come up with guerrilla marketing that's just incredible, where they're, you know, doing things like projecting bouncing rubber balls off of buildings in downtown Chicago. They've done, you know, that show Punked. They've actually done a segment presented by OfficeMax where they went and punked an entire high school band in some competition. So they're thinking about really wild ways of getting their brand in front beyond just banner ads and television commercials and things like that. Quite honestly, I'm kind of disappointed in a lot of the work out there. What you're starting to see now is that first generation of people that came up in advertising on the creative side that didn't really learn it as a craft. They walked out and someone put a Mac in front of them. You know, when I started, it was really a craft. You had to learn. I mean, they were still cutting on film, so that dates me right there. But you had to learn a lot about it. And now these kids are coming out, and I hate to say it, but they're doing fart jokes. I mean, they're just one-off fart joke ads, and that is not how you build a brand.
Yeah. Yeah, who are some folks that need some help out there that you'd love to pull aside or and give a little bit of advice to? Anything out there that comes
to mind? There's a lot of companies out there. There's a few that I think are doing really, really good. I love the Holiday Inn Select campaign because that's a great campaign. I think that the beer companies like Budweiser have always had it dead on. They know how to continue their brand. And I think there's some great agencies out there like Goodby in San Francisco, all the respect in the world for them. Wieden & Kennedy, as I mentioned. They're still the Fallons of the world. They're still out there, and they're still, to me, you know, setting examples for everyone to follow. Unfortunately, what you're seeing is clients are pushing on one end, saying, I don't want to pay for my services the way I always have, which has forced these agencies to panic, and they're hiring younger people that don't have experience because they can get them for cheaper, and you're starting to see the results of that.
Yeah, I agree. So, David, anything else you'd like to add about Marketing 2.0 and how marketing is changing, not just for a marketeer like myself, but I know we touched on the advertising industry, the publishing that we've talked about a few times on this channel, but what about for small service or B2B companies like yourself?
Well, I think what's really going to become very important because of technology and where marketing 2.0 is kind of ramping up and going is, you know, the old term about ROI being so critical, but in advertising it's always been one of the hardest metrics to really validate. How do I really prove to you there's a return on that? I think because of certain strategies and technologies that are out there now and companies that have developed really great analytic systems, I think what you're going to start seeing is a higher accountability for marketing. You know, if I'm going to create this campaign and put it out there, I want real proof about what it's doing and how it's performing. And that's going to challenge companies like us to figure out, okay, how do we integrate those kinds of metrics and analytics into an online system? So, you know, it's more than just saying, we have a great system for making you more efficient to push your stuff out. I can actually put a dashboard up here and show you how your campaign's doing. And I think those are the kind of challenges
yes.
that are sort of next tier of marketing, so that, you know, there's so much clutter and so much waste, that's the only place left to go to really separate you from your competition.
Yes. I agree, and that's perfectly said, David. I mean, you know, the old saying is, I know half my advertising's working, I just don't know which half. I mean,
exactly.
I think executives are tired of hearing that and tired of, you know, they're tired of hearing that. So, you know, a lot of folks in marketing are moving more online because they can actually track it, measure it, and adjust, you know, adjust within a day or two to make sure.
Yeah, you're right. And that sort of accountability now is going to go back, and the first guy that reaches the top of the mountain sticks a flag in there and says, I figured out how to get it where I can track a newspaper ad that way online, that's the guy that's going to win.
Yeah.
And I had a really great conversation with the global marketing director of Ford Motor Company about a month ago about this very topic because, you know, and just think about their industry. They really have to be able to get the metrics on there to see, because they don't have room to waste money anymore like they used to. You know, just
yeah.
with these big behemoth car companies blasting them out there. They don't have that kind of money anymore. So, you know, that global marketing director is being held very accountable, saying, before I go spend $1 billion on the new Ford campaign, how are you going to show me that it worked? And that's where this is all going.
Yeah, I agree, David. Well, listen, thank you very much for spending some time with us on the Marketing 2.0 channel. And, David, good luck. We'll talk soon.
Thanks,
okay?
Eric. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. David Farmer is founder and CEO of Ad Giants.